champion, an astronomy interpreter from Bend, Oregon, Rachel Lindgren, a student at Brown University from Gainesville, Georgia, Drew Garb, and an engagement manager from Edina, Minnesota, Rob Warman. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It never ceases to amaze me how attentive you, the viewers, are when you watch an episode of Jeopardy. I'm sure many of you noticed on yesterday's program and on today with our three contestants all wearing purple ribbons. This is one of the symbols in the fight against pancreatic cancer. They are wearing them as a tribute to Larry Martin, last year's Teachers Tournament winner, who shortly after the tournament passed away from pancreatic cancer. Now, the minimum guarantee for an appearance in this tournament is $5,000, and Jeopardy will be donating that to the charity selected by Larry Martin's widow. Rachel, Drew, and Rob, let's go to work. Here are the categories for the first round of play. Starting off with Frock Around the Clock. Uh-oh. Next, all-time winners. This land is your landlocked country. What are you saying? Notice the quotation marks there. Then you deal with radioactive elements, and you're going to love this one. Before and not after, before and laughter. Rob, start us.
Radioactive elements for 800.
Kazakhstan is the world leader in producing this explosion-producing element, first found in pitch blende. Rob.
What is potassium?
No. Drew.
What is uranium?
Yes.
Water for four.
This was one of the sports Henry Winkler could do, so it's how Fonzie jumped the shark. Rachel.
What is water skiing?
Correct.
Water 800.
Irish city famous for its crystal. Rachel.
What is Waterford?
Correct.
Landlocked country 800.
Most people in this South American country speak an indigenous language called Guarani, also the name of its monetary unit. Rachel.
Was Paraguay?
Right.
All-time winners, 800.
The NBA Finals MVP award is named for this man, who won a record 11 NBA titles as a player. Drew.
Who is Bill Russell?
He's the one.
Landlocked 1,000.
This country, with a tragic recent past, is the most densely populated on the African continent. Drew.
What is Rwanda?
Right.
Water for 1,000.
Type of plain in Spain from which the rain mainly drains to one main vein. Drew.
What is a watershed?
Correct. Love the clue, though. Go again.
All-time winners, 1,000.
Michael Phelps's 13 individual Olympic golds include 6 in butterfly, 6 in medleys, but just 1 in this race. Drew.
What is freestyle?
That's it.
Winners for 6.
From 1956 to 1973, Henri Richard's name was engraved on this trophy 11 times, one for each time his team won the league title. Drew.
What is the Stanley Cup?
Yes.
Water for 6.
Peppery salad vegetable. Drew.
What is watercress?
Yes.
Radioactive 1,000.
Answer. Daily double.
$3,000, please.
All right, here is the clue. These two radioactive elements were discovered in 1898.
What are radium and curium?
No, radium and polonium. Polonium. All right, you lost a bit.
Landlocked for 6.
Serbia, Albania. Ooh, I want to take you to Montenegro, Macedonia. Come on, pretty mama. Those all border this new country. Rachel.
What is Kosovo?
That's it.
Before and laughter, 1,000.
Candy-coated popcorn and peanuts that has some amusing deep thoughts on Saturday Night Live. Rob.
What are Cracker Jack handies?
Yes.
Frock Around the Clock for 800.
For 5 o'clock, maybe try this simple dress that has the same name as the key under caps lock. Drew.
What is a shift?
Shift, that's it.
Radioactive 6.
Number 100 on your FM dial. This element is produced in nuclear reactors in very small amounts for research. Drew.
What is fermium?
Fermium, right you are, Edgar, at 4,200, and you've taken us into break number one. We'll pause. Back in a moment. Rachel Lindgren, a five-time champion from Oregon, whose watch parties, when she appeared on Jeopardy, helped keep your favorite bar in business a little while longer. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. My favorite bar has kind of been on the ropes for a little bit, but my watch parties over the course of, 6 days helped to keep it in business a little bit longer.
Well, maybe you can get some more watch parties with the tournament.
Sure hope so.
All right. Drew Gower from Gainesville, Georgia. Just about a week after your college championship ended, you were saluted in kind of a nice way, I thought.
Yeah, so a week after the tournament, Brown had their big spring concert, and apparently one of the bands watched Jeopardy, so they shouted me out in the audience and sang a song with my name in it, and I even got to crowd surf.
Oh gosh, good for you. Rob Warman from Edina, Minnesota, six-day champion, who had 15 minutes of fame at a neighborhood pizza place?
I'm lucky enough to live very close to the best pizza in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, that is.
Right.
And I walked in, and it turns out the chefs all watch Jeopardy every day. And lo and behold, they handed me a free pizza. It was delicious.
I'm sure it was. All right, let's get back into this one. Drew, go ahead, make a selection.
Let's do Landlocked for four.
Butch Cassidy reportedly died in this country bordering Peru. Rachel.
What is Bolivia?
That's the country.
Frock for 1,000.
For the cocktail hour, perhaps this dress that sounds like a good place to stash a dagger. Drew.
What is a sheath?
Sheath, yeah.
Radioactive 4.
In 1957, scientists in Sweden proposed this name for number 102, honoring a guy who knew how to blow stuff up real good. Rachel.
What is Nobelium?
Yes.
Before and Laughter 800.
Biblical first man's donation to make his mate that ultimately turns into a term for a joke. Rachel?
What is Adam's rib? Poker?
Rob?
What is Adam's ribbing?
No. What is Adam's rib tickler? Back to you, Rachel.
Frock for 600.
When it precedes gown, this four-letter undergarment is worn for bedtime. Before dress, not for bedtime. What is slip? Back to you, Rachel.
Before and laughter, 600.
Lead singer of Duran Duran, who is also a French term for a witticism. Rob.
Who is Simon Le Bon Mot?
Yes.
Before and laughter, 400.
Single sentence joke that's also explanatory commentary on the inside of albums. Rob.
What is a one-liner note?
Good.
Before and laughter 200.
The courtroom spot where you testify becomes a kind of onstage funny man. Rachel.
What is the witness stand-up comic?
Yeah.
Frock around the clock 400.
This hyphenated style of dress containing two altitude extremes is perfect for noon or midnight. Rachel.
What is a high-low?
That's it.
Water, 200.
Scorpio or Pisces, for example. Rachel.
What is a water sign?
That's correct.
Elements, 200.
Einsteinium was first found in the debris of a 1952 H-bomb explosion in this ocean. Drew.
What is the Pacific?
Yeah.
All-time winners for four.
In 2010, this Pac-Man became the only boxer to win titles in eight weight divisions. Drew.
Who is Manny Pacquiao?
Correct.
Winners for two.
Margaret Court's 24 Grand Slam singles titles include 5 French Opens, 5 U.S. Opens, 11 Australian Opens, and 3 of these. Drew.
What is Wimbledon?
Good.
A landlocked for two.
About 40 miles of central Vietnam separates this country from open water. Rob.
What is Laos?
Correct. Now the last clue. If you want to wear a this-length dress in the UK, wear it around 4 p.m. when the steeped beverage is commonly served. Rachel?
What is tea?
Tea. That's it. That takes you up to 3,600. Rob is the one, though, with the most catching up to do, and he goes first in Double Jeopardy to see if he can succeed at that. Stay with us. As we get ready for the double Jeopardy round, good news for Rob. Our judges have decided to accept your response a little while ago of Adam's Ribbing. So you're picking up $1,600. You're still in third place. Let's take a look at the categories. We start off with the Dark Ages, Pac-12 schools, fictional characters, pop culture, Geographica, and finally, each correct response will be anagrams of each other. All right, start us, please.
Anagrams of each other for 1600.
A mounted knight's weapon and to remove dirt. Rachel.
What are lance and clean?
That's it.
Anagrams 2000.
To look for something and a beer to drink after a shot. Rachel.
What is search and chaser?
Correct again.
Anagrams 12.
An entire portion of bread and a baby Appaloosa. Rob.
What are loaf and foal?
Yes.
Geographica 2000.
Think over this Scottish term for a cape, like the one of Kintyre Peninsula. And it is called a mull. Rob, go again.
Geographica 1600.
You'll find each of these two geographic entities at 90 degrees latitude. Drew.
What are the poles? The North and South Pole.
Thank you.
Pop culture for 2000.
In 1987, two decades after the original films, she and Frankie Avalon went back to the beach. Rob.
Who is Annette Funicello?
Yes.
Fictional characters, 2000.
The Good Earth begins with Wang Long's marriage day to this woman. And this woman is named Olan. Back to you, Rob.
Fictional character, 1600.
Hemingway's collections In Our Time and Men Without Women feature this character, based partly on Hemingway. And his name is Nick Adams. Rob, go again.
Fictional characters, 1200.
Much of the color purple is made up of letters written by her to God. Who is Seeley? Rob?
Fictional characters, 800.
All right. Daily Double.
I've always wanted to say this, Alex. I'd like to bet everything.
All right. Jilted on her wedding day, this Dickens character teaches her ward, Estella, to despise men. Rob.
Who is Mrs. Firkins?
No, who is Miss Havisham? Go again.
Dark Ages 2000.
Answer there the other Daily Double.
I better risk 2000.
Okay, here is the clue. Before it meant one who attacks received ideas, it meant one who opposed and even broke idols in the Byzantine Empire.
What is a heretic?
No, what is an iconoclast? So you're at negative 2,000?
Dark Ages 1600.
This illuminated book was probably taken to County Meath in Ireland in the 9th century. Drew.
What is the Book of Kells?
Correct.
Pac-12 for 2,000?
In 1892, the University of Deseret got this new name. What is the University of Utah? Drew.
Pac-12 for 1,600.
Alums of this university, former Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, and bigger hint, Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park. Rob.
What is University of Colorado?
Correct.
The Dark Ages, 1200.
Dark Ages guys Methodius and Cyril went down in history as the fathers of this system. Rob.
What is the metric system?
No. Drew or Rachel? What is the alphabet? Back to you, Rob.
Pop culture 16.
BabyCenter.com says this Netflix series boosted the popularity of the baby names Nancy, Dustin, Lucas, and Joyce. Drew.
What is Stranger Things?
That's it.
Dark Ages for 8.
Medical conditions of concern included being shot with an arrow by these spirit folk, not the friendly Christmas kind. Rachel.
What are elves?
Elves, yes.
Geographica 1200.
The OED says a demonym is a name for residents of a place, like this standard name for people living in Manchester, England. Rob.
What are Manx?
Manx or Mancunians, yes.
Pop culture 12.
Pet rocks became all the rage after they went on sale in this decade. Rachel.
What are the 1970s?
Yes, that's right.
Geographica 800.
On a 3D topographic map, contour lines are used to identify points that have the same this. Drew.
What is altitude?
Altitude or elevation, yeah.
Geographica 400.
The U.S. Air Force maintains this 24 satellite system that many depend on. Rob.
What is GPS?
Good.
Pac-12 schools, 12.
In 2017, this private school opened a new $700 million village featuring South L.A.'s first Trader Joe's. Drew.
What is USC?
Correct.
Pac-12 for 800.
Bear with us. Bear down isn't UCLA's motto, but that of this school, whose mascot is the Wildcat. And that would be the University of Arizona. Drew.
Pac-12 for 4.
The University of Washington opened in 1861 on the outskirts of this then village. Population 250. Hard to think of it. Seattle. Drew, go again.
Dark Ages for 400, please.
The onset of the Dark Ages is said to have come when the German Odoacer deposed the last ruler of this empire in 476. Drew.
What is the Roman Empire?
Correct.
Anagrams for 4.
Any role in a play and one way to catch a mouse. Rob.
What is a mouse trap?
No. Drew.
What are trap and part?
Correct.
Anagrams for 8.
A yell and a cardinal compass direction. Rob.
Oh, darn.
Rachel.
What are shout and south?
That's it.
Pop culture 800.
Helga in her horned helmet is the demanding wife of this comic strip character. Rob.
Who is Hagar the Horrible?
Right.
Apropos. Pop culture 400.
A 2019 film was called Fast and Furious Presents This Pair. Rob.
What is Hobbs and Shaw?
Right. Now the last clue. This Narnian lion appears in several other forms, including a lamb. Rob.
Who is Aslan?
Good. You're on the plus side. You're here for final. All right. Here we go. The category. The 50 states. That's narrow enough. Clue in a moment.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
There are still only 50 of them, and that's our category for final, the 50 states. Players, here's your clue. In 1840, this New England state was home to 24 of the 100 most populous U.S. urban places. Now its capital is its only one in the top 100. 30 seconds. Good luck. Wound up at 400 in third place, and you wrote down, well, you had two states, you crossed off Virginia and went for?
Massachusetts.
That's correct. And let's see what it does. It adds $399 to your total. Let's go down there to Rachel. Wrote down her response very quickly. That's usually a good sign. And it is today. She is correct. Her wager, not much, 3601. She has a $1 lead as we go to Drew Garr. He had 13,600. Did he come up with Massachusetts? Yes. Did he risk more than a dollar? He most certainly did. He's a winner today, and he'll come back as a semifinalist. And we'll come back tomorrow. Hope you can join us then. So long, everybody.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Happy heart is a healthy heart. Hey! So find a fun way to make your stamina cheerio. It goes round and around.
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.